A little hafsoka, maybe we'll misak him a little bit. We're holding. The holiest in this man we're holding in the Sugya Bina Odo. We started from the Yisrael Arishin, from Avraham Avinu. The Midas Chesed. And we saw that generally people start with Chesed, they start with Maisim, start with Grace. Maisa Chesed, but Chesed and Bechal Binyan Odom Befrat start with to mention self is to make himself an Odom HaChesed. And we saw that Odom HaChesed, a person with Chesed, is a person we have to work against the need of Anoichis that totally envelops our life, our being. But the less Breira, the standard massive, the natural massive of a man, she's totally enveloped, he's totally self-centered, absorbed in himself, Seder. And the Midas HaChesed is being marche that, being able to bring Yenem, HaKadosh Baruch, who's also Michutzaloi, call anything that's Chutzaloi part of us. So we started working on Sugis Proteus in our Chovas Ani, and the particular Sugi that we started before, less than before Hanukkah, is communication, tekshoret. We saw that a mensch, because the world who creates all of us, that we're social creatures, is constantly different social relationships and social circles that we're constantly involved in. And we saw that this, like many of the sugyas, is a sugya that if I talk to most people here, they wouldn't associate so much chokhmah and avodah in communication. Yeah, it's a technical sugya. It doesn't take such, you know, Grace of Chochmah and Grace of Avodah. I think I already said last time, and I can't stress this longer, Nara Yisi Gamza Kanti, I'm not so old, but literally every day, every week and every month that I get older, I just see how so not partial it is for people to communicate, and how bad people are communicating. Communication is one of the most, you know, ungenum in the sugyas, it seems like it's simple, and it's partial extremely difficult. And the sugya, the answer to the sugya, the mafteach to the sugya lies in the sugya that we're dealing with. The hainu, like we set up, that we're dealing now with presently the sugya of communication, and that'll be the revach, a korv, of a long term, we're not only interested in being good communicators, we want to become anshei chesed, we want to become bigger people. But back to the sugya of communication, the difficulty of being a good communicator is that we're all separate people. Each person has an underveld. And in the Sakam, what we saw already, that we saw that there's be'etzem an invisible wall, an invisible fence in Mechitza. That's mavdil between every single Ishrei, Ishvichadir, between Reuven and Shimon. Poshet, there's barricades, there's walls. And by some people, it's walls with barbed wire, you know, barbed wire, it's different, but it's this fence is this mechitzas gdolah that there is between every person's veld. We saw a little bit. I want to be myself a little bit myself. We saw that the tchilas ha mechitzah, the tchilas ha, the barrier starts. It's very simple that Reuven is Reuven's. Reuven lives in Reuven's veld. Reuven lives with his hanochets, his understandings, his assumptions, and they're accumulated over years and years. Depends how old you are, how many years they exist, and how different they are. And Mitzad Sheni, and Fakert Shimon has, not only doesn't he have Reuven's Hanochas, he has a whole set of his own Hanochas and things he's familiar with and he's used to. And we don't realize that. That's Poshet and Mechitza. It's Poshet, a different world. I'm going to get back to this again, but Moisif, and this, these mechitzas, these walls of separation, the disconnect, these walls of disconnect, that were really disconnected to the other person's Welt. I think we mentioned this quickly before Hanukkah. And the Volbe talks about, in a few of its form, the Volbe has a Sefer, it's not so Bavust, Oilem Yedidus, it's not as well known, it's Marach, the Tchilas HaSefer, it's about this. Now, the Shuri talks about this sometimes. There's a Koyach that exists between Odom, Bnei Odom, that's called the Koyach HaZorus. It's called the Koyach HaZorus. Literally, translation, it's a Koyach of estrangement, estrangement. Every single person in this room, without realizing too much, they feel strange. They feel the other person's Welt is pushing unfamiliar to them. The opposite of Zoros is familiarity. It's, I guess we call Heimishkeit, feeling extremely Heimish. In your own world, by your own self, you feel 100% Heimish of yourself. You have no problem pinching your arm. You know exactly how your arm is going to react. You're 100% familiar. The second you go out of yourself, there's Dargis, Adin Soif, but there's tremendous amount of Zoros, Pashit Zoros, Unbekvemkeit. You're not familiar. To bring it out a little bit, but I want to be mitzarefit. The most extreme example is most people, most human beings are not so comfortable with animals. Right? You're not so comfortable. If I stick you in an elevator, I'm going to be shy with a bird. You and the bird, you're not going to be so comfortable. It was boiling. It's like this old story, this bird is a tiny creature. It's like you're about 10 times the size of this bird. What are you so scared of? What are you? If you put it, you've just touched on a kuda, you're just very, very, very unfamiliar. You just have no idea of how it works and how it operates. It's just totally, totally strange. That nekuda, it's a nekuda of Zoris, exists by every other person beside you. Every other person beside you, and there's madregas and madregas. And people, you already have relationships, you have to become a little bit more Heimish. But there's a lot of different madregas. One guy, good friends over here, you know, so there's no problem coming over. Yo, Jeff has no problem coming over. It's Chavusa, 5 years of fear in the base measures. And give him a whack on the back. You know, it comes on Sunday morning. Whack! St. Cheney, he's not going to come over to Mayor Warsager and whack him on the back. Right? You have no idea how Warsager is going to react. Fear, he knows. Whack him on the back. That's his buddy, no problem. But how's Warsager going to react? Who's hell he's going to react? It's not only with whacking him on the back. It's anything you're going to say. You don't realize how much you're afraid. I'm going to say this word, I'm going to say this. Even simple communication, kol shekein, complicated communication, we're going to talk about. There's a feeling called zoros. It's pashit. You're not familiar with a person's world. You don't realize that makes a barrier. That makes a barrier. You don't know, stop that. That goes, that builds up. Add that on to the already, as I said, what we spoke about, the difference, the disconnection there is between the worlds. And that equals up pashit a barricade. This is the tchilas difficulty. We're going to talk about get more gemoys today. How complicated simple communication and not simple communication is. Again, Misaki. So we saw that the complication of communication is connected directly to being marchiv your ani. That means your status of being totally self-absorbed and self-centered. We brought a mocker to that in the Ganze Meise with the Dor HaPlogo. And we saw again, just being Misakim, Kitzer, and we saw that the problem of the Dor HaPlogo, that they were humanity, the entire Noishas got to a matzav, that they were totally absorbed in themselves. They totally were, it was already a matzav of Gaiva, already that they felt that they were higher, entitled to be self-existent, even connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to that, the tikkun was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a matzav of Bilbul Lashonus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a matzav that the entire world from then on is a matzav of lo yishma ish loshon v'posek, lo yishma ish tzvas re'eu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'etzim created the difficulty of communication that we have ad hayom hazeh. How is that a tikkun to being a person who is full of himself? The answer is this, the answer. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in a way that if you're not going to learn how to be marchiv yirani, if you're not going to succeed in putting yenit, in putting other people within your world, which is very complicated, very hard, you're not going to be able to communicate. And you're going to remain adayim azeh, like many people do, that lo yishma ish is fast for you. Is a husband talking to the wife, and the wife talking to the husband, and not talking to each other. And then they're talking to the therapist, and they're also not talking to each other. And then there's the charusa talking to him, and then there's the Rebbe talking to the Mashkiach and the Mashkiach to the Rebbe, and neither one is talking to each other. And neither one understands each other. So what says, again, I'm being Mesach, and we saw the Gemara in Ksuvis. I'm not getting into the Protim now, he's in the beer of the Gemara. The bottom line is, the Gemara in Ksuvis said, what Be'etzem we are aiming for. Alavai is one of the things I wish I could aim for, that I could dream to be in my life. If we get there, we'll be made for life. It's what the Gemara in Ksuvis, Daf Yud Zayin Ches, says, Lo'oilom tiyadayte shel odom mureves em abriyas. That is the tachlis, that is the mafteach. Chazal say that a person has to be mureves em abriyas. What does this mean, mureves em abriyas? We saw. Mureves is a loshin taroyves. Mureves is like cross traffic. Chazal say the tachlis of a yid, the tachlis of a odom asholim is that he should get in his matzav that his thought pattern, his thought process, is mixed up with other people's thought processes, with other people's days. What does it mean, mixed up? Okay, mixed up is not a good thing. A person's supposed to have a clear mind. No, he's supposed to have a clear mind. But my clear mind is only Warsager's mind. And Warsager is one in millions and millions and millions of people. We have to get to a massive where there's a bridge, there's cross traffic. We call it Chayoris Mitzvahs. We have to have a massive that I am in tune and in touch to other people's thoughts, needs, opinions, characteristics, feelings. That is the tachlis we have to get to. Aber, we saw that that's very hard. Why is that hard? Again, a little bit we described before, just to highlight it again. The difficulty is because constantly and as much as we're by ourselves, we're not mu'uriz mabriyas. We think we're mu'uriz mabriyas. We think there are people around us, there are people surrounding us, so many people. But we don't realize we're totally disconnected. When we're by ourselves, we're totally disconnected. I need a little emotional, you know, the alma. For some people, at night, they like to sleep. Maybe it keeps them warm. They like to sleep with socks and tight clothes, tight like sweatpants. The health experts say it's very not healthy. The body needs to breathe at night. The body has to breathe. You have to breathe in the outside world. You can't be closed in. You have to breathe in. And this is our problem. Our problem, and it's Amayla. Amayla is our need. Amayla is HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us with a whole world of Anani. And we have a whole world of an opinion on every issue in the world. And we have our Knech in every single Nakuda. But we're breathing that in, and we don't chap that as we're breathing that in, we're not breathing in anything else, and we're disclosing and disconnecting ourselves. I just want to remind Olam, just the beginning of the level, we gave a few Mashalim as we went through, how disconnected we become. I'm holding in the sugya a little bit. So in the past few weeks, I'm just going to change the case because there are a lot of people who are my first day of Chabur this month, so I'm just going to change the case. But just, you see this all the time. I had this in Yungaman. I'm going to change the case a little bit exactly. I'm saying, you know, sometimes a person comes to talk to me in learning. Appellate. You can have a Yungaman who could sit and be talking and talking and talking and talking. This Chabur says, that is Chabur. And he's sitting with his chavruta, let's call him Beryl. And he's sitting and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And the time's going on. And it's 10 minutes, and 15 minutes, and it's 20 minutes, and it's 30 minutes, and it's 35 minutes. It could be sometimes 40 minutes. And it could be there are a bunch of people waiting online. And they go, how long can a person wait? A person sitting there and waiting there 5 or 10 minutes, and then he goes back. And then the second pair of groups up, and he goes back. What's Psham? I'm going off a tangent for a second. Like, Psham, who's the Rosh of the guy? What's the Psham? What's the Psham the guy? Anyone standing on the sideline will like flicking his Kavusa. If anyone looked back, at least 15 times looked at his watch while he's guys standing. 15 times looked at his watch. And then the guys there were three different Kavusa shots in between that already went in. What's the Psham? That's not a Rosh, but wow, the nicest person in the world. You ask him, you find him for a chesed project, he'll do it. If you ask him, could you explain me this Tosfos for 5 hours, even though you already know it, he'll sit down and he'll learn it for 5 hours, no problem. But he is something called Minutak. You know, when we were young, we used to have people we call space cadets. They were space cadets. They're in their own world. We're all in our own world. We're all in our own world. He does not see the guy looking at the watch for a thing. He doesn't. He has an akudu, which is very chashuv in Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem is an akudu in Yevamos, which is on his heart. Baruch Hashem, alavai, would you all be like that? And it's really, really important to him. And he has to work it out. It's not always to get to the Rebbe. And he pashut loses totally sense of outside what's going on. The Maimon Musgar and other things. Now, we're holding the sugya a little bit, but what it means to be self-absorbed. Doesn't it bother people sometimes when they're talking to, I'm not a chashuv person, but at the end of the day, 15 years old, when they might learn to vomit six more times. It doesn't bother the person that sometimes you could talk to somebody, okay, you're talking to Rabbi Resnick, you're talking, you could have a person who's talking, I was, out of those 40 minutes, I was talking maybe 10 minutes, you were talking 30 minutes. It doesn't bother you talking so much, you keep on talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. When you're talking to somebody who knows your mom is so much better than you. Well, say a few words and say it. Maybe he has what to say. Maybe he has what to say. It's all part of the same thing. We're so absorbed, so self-absorbed. There's so much. That's really, I got off the tangent. I'll go put it back to our sugya. This is a picture of our need. It's all of us. Me and you. It's not nothing to do with this guy. It's me and you. We could do the same thing in another scenario. We could push it, be disconnected. What I'm trying to say, it's a positive force. Anoichias is a positive force. It's not just you're not there. You're out. You're disconnected. You're not in tune. You're not in touch to other people's feelings. You're out. So, going back to our subject of communication, yeah, you're breathing in. This is you're in your sweatpants. You're in your tight socks. Kozman, you're not actively connected to another person's world, and you're not actively interacting with somebody. And when you're interacting with it, you're interacting in a way that you're hearing him. You're open to him. We're going to talk about that. So what happens is the entire time you are not ma'uriv in abri. There's no taroivis. There's no cross traffic. You're just worse again. So this is highlighting the complication of communication. This is the pshat. Well, I said a little bit, but if we can go across. I could take you to a lot of places. I could take you to my wife's workplace. I could take you to family situations. I could take you to tons of situations, and I'll show you together how communication between Roi Bnei Adam is close to non-existent, horrible, a lot of words you could use, but not good. And this is the beer. So what faith? Faith is to be more of my breeze. What do you do? We spoke about sensitivity. We spoke about sensors. I want to take a lamaisa, dig a gemara, and a little bit as a place to work on in a lamaisa de gaivan. More in human, Avdal and Vez states, the Gemara is telling us Halach and Hilchos Derech Eretz. Going to the first pasuk in Sefer VaYikra. The pasuk states, VaYikra El Moshe VaYedaber Hashem Eilov MeEil Moed Lema. This is not the first time a Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mishkan. And the pasuk says clearly that before Hashem spoke to Moshe, He called Moshe. VaYikra El Moshe. He first called Moshe. And then he spoke to Moshe. Zong Chazal. Vayikra Moshe v'yadaber, lo mahitim kriya l'dibur. Why was it necessary to call Moshe before he spoke to him? In the Midrashim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe twice. He said, Moshe, Moshe. And then he started talking to him. Lo mahitim kriya l'dibur, limdo teyre derech eretz. Shlo yoyman odom dover lecha kveiroi elem ken kareyo. You want to speak to a person? Don't just start yapping and shooting. Don't start chasing. No, you first call him, you say, Moshe. Yeah, you ready? Okay, now we can talk. Mr. Yehle Rav Chanina, Don Rav Chanina, lo yoyimar odom dover l'chaveiroi, elam kim kareyo. Let's stay on Chazal. You learn from me that the Chazal is saying the Derech Eretz, and if that's true, it's Derech Eretz. No, it's not polite. But Chazal, Devrein, Bechol Mochem, they're layered with a lot of depth. This Nkud of Derech Eretz is hitting in the centerpiece, Mamish Arsoyu. The depth is like this. We assume, again, for reasons that we don't think a lot and it's hard, maybe it's effort, it takes a lot of effort to be not simple and not routine-like. We assume, when we want to communicate, right, we're communicating the whole day to our chavrusas, to our spouses, to our kids, to our avim, all the people we're communicating to. So we assume when we have a great piece of chokhmah to impart with the world, which is very often, yeah, we assume we just open our mouths and fight, go, right? We were taught to speak when we were very young. We all haven't stopped speaking. Our Lord always points out, his teachers all got to speak. We don't speak, so we got to be quiet. But let me see, it is, they taught us how to speak, and we're speaking, and we're speaking, and we're speaking. And we speak, and we speak, and we assume, why not? If I'm speaking, do I need to have any achonos? No. Do you realize? When moving starts speaking, he wants to speak to Shimon. Like we've been depicting the whole time. Shimon is a totally different world. Shimon's a different belt. He's in tune to different things. This past day, he has different things on his mind. You might have, you come in the first after you had, you last night had a pivaga on your mind. Who knows what happened? Maybe your chavrus and his wife were up with the kid at 2 o'clock in the morning with who knows what. So he wasn't thinking about Vegas question. Could be other reasons why he wasn't thinking about Vegas question. Could be because of that. And he comes in the morning, and you are last end of Seder yesterday, you were just in a Vegas, and you just assume you're going to continue off. He's not close there. He's not close there. He's not even close to where you are. You have to access the other person's world before you communicate with the person's world. You have to first say, first of all, to Shimon. Shimon has to come, shtel tzu, and get ready to make a kli kibul to be able to hear what I want to say. So first of all, Misat Shimon, open up, see, is he ready? Aleph. Beis, the kriya is mitzad me. The kriya is that I right now have to make an effort. I have to acknowledge in my mind, Ursager, 1 second, make a check, realize, the words you're about to speak are about to go into Shimon's world. Don't just assume that the way you formulated your thought process, that all your anochas, you're just going to be able to just say them and it's going to flow into his world. No. You're entering another zone. Make your words, think about your words in a way that they can go into him. If you think about the words of him, you might use different words and you might try to open him up. This is a brilliant Yisoyitim Chazal. I can give a mushel for a second. Imagine, you know, you go into someone else's house and the door is open. You just barge into his house. Maybe just barge into a person's house and all of a sudden open the fridge and assume there's mustard or downtown dressing there or something like that. You don't know what's going on in his house. You knock before you go into somebody's house. You're in a different domain. You're in a different reshus. For some reason, we don't pay attention to this barrier. We don't pay attention to the fact that each and every person's world is a totally different belt. They each have different ideas about everything. And they each have different hanochas, assumptions about everything. And definitely the last hour, he's probably thinking about something different than you. You think you're just going to flow into his world. I have sometimes, you can have a conversation, adults are having a conversation, some deep conversation, we're talking about Yosef, Yaakov Avinu, we're in Kriya Shema, we're talking about something, and one of the kids, and it's not a table, he pushes one, you to pass the soda, and they're not going to say anything, so they just start screaming out at the end of the table, Mommy, pass the soda, Mommy, pass the soda, it's a little conversation, Mommy, pass the soda, hello, no talking to Tati, no. Mommy passes over. That's us. How many times, I just said a bunch of different quizzes, how many times do people just blurt into another person, they don't even ask if he's holding, where he's holding. You meet someone on the street, all of a sudden you start talking to them about something, you need, where is he? Today we have phones, right? We have phones for a long time, people call up on phones. How many people, when that person answers the phone, do you even ask him, hello, do you have time to talk to me? I want to talk to you. Are you available now? You know what's going on in the person's house when you call him? Or you think because he answered the phone, he answered the phone because he saw your name on the thing. Last time he said, he doesn't answer the phone, that's why he answered the phone. Doesn't mean anything if he answered the phone. First, Aleph, make out. This is like the basis of Derech Eretz Bars. First, hello, I'm going and entering you. I'm entering your zone. I'm entering your world. Do you have room for me? That's like the basic. But the ikkar we want is, make a mental note, start getting and developing this nakuda, what we're talking about the whole time, developing this nakuda of realizing, I have to make an effort, I'm me and he's him. We never do this in Talmud, we don't do this, we're so bad at this. And when you don't do this, listen good, you don't really lose that time. This is the story of most people's lives. Your chavrusa or your wife makes a mental note. When you start talking and they're not receptive, another person not receptive, and him is in his world, he's not receptive, because he's stuck in whatever he is, he slowly makes a mental note, okay, this guy speaks, and he has a whole repertoire to say, when bechalal I'm not holding. And the mental note slowly starts to say, okay, I can close my ears or whatever space out until the person really cops that I'm a person. So it only gets worse and worse. That comes in miscommunication. Chavrusa doesn't really hear, listen to when you start speaking. There's another way to do it. It's called what the Eibishter did. The godless of the Eibishter. Moshe Rabbeinu is the spitz. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. What is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu's whole mitzvah is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam brings down, all of the Nevi'im, they needed a chana before they were Makabal Nevi'im. They needed a chana before the chana. They couldn't just glide. They had to be making it. Moshe Rabbeinu, without any chana. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kol Beis Nemanu, of the Rashbam, he was less than Gamei Kulam. His whole Mitzias, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have an egg in Mitzias. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would think that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't have to call him. There doesn't have to be any preparation that he has to access Moshe's world in order to prepare to receive Dvar Hashem. But no, this is a basic yesod of how you talk to another person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he talks to Moshe, he calls Moshe because this is the word. If you notice, one of the Hagdoras, one of the things that differentiates between an Adam and a Behemah, he's called a Medaber. There's two ways to talk about speaking. One is Lashon Dibur, one is Lashon Amibur. If you notice, we're called a Medaber, not an Oimer. A Medaber, not an Oimer. It's an Oimer. What's the difference between Dibur and Oimer? I mentioned this in different places. Per Samizman, Vam Govis, the Gates of Rosh Hashiva spoke in the Yeshiva. I don't know how many people were there, how many people paid attention. Remember what he said. But one of the things he said, he spelled to Murray de Karashi, there's a lot of Makaris, that there's a big killer between Amira and Dibra. And the Yisoid is, Amira means one-sided talking. That's what Amira means. Amira means talking. It means talking. If I want to talk to Khalaich over there, he's in the back. Talk to Khalaich, he's the address. That's called Amira. That's Amira. Dibra doesn't mean talking to. Dibra means talking with. Rashi in Chayasorah. There's a lot of places where there's Rashi in Chayasorah. Perchov Dalit, Posik Zayim. Avram Avinu is talking to Eliezer, and he's telling him that he should find the Shidduch and Yitzchak, not me, Bnei Kana. And he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had spoken to him and promised him that a Zera would be Yerush Eretz Yisrael. And the Lashon of the Posik like this. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Shelokachani Beisovi Meretz Nolati Vasher Diberli. Diberli, me and you, Taish Diberli, spoke to me. Rashi brings the Targum, it doesn't mean spoke to me. Diberli means he spoke about me. Rashi's Moitzim Epshutim. Doesn't mean to me, it means he spoke about me. Why? Rashi says, I'm not going to read the whole Rashi inside. Rashi says, because the proper term when you say Diber is a lie, not me. You don't say it. When you say Amiro, you say Omarli, or Omarloi, Omarlahem. But when you say Diber, Dibur is with me. Eli means with me. He speaks with me. He doesn't speak to me. So Rashi says, Vasevili, it can't be mean. It must mean, like Kipshut, it must mean about me. So he said, concerning me, regarding me. Dibur means with. I'll just give you another man walking for a second. Right? The world was created by Sora Mamoris. Sora Mamorim. The Torah was given as Sora Dibur. Sora Sadibris. Simple. When Hashem created the world, there's no one around, right? Wasn't talking. There's one side of talking. A sense of Dibris, he was talking with us there. He might make it that, but he was talking with us there. Dibur is the reason what makes us special is not that we could speak, is that we could talk with people. And I'm sorry to say, I'm talking about myself also, unfortunately, a lot of us in this room are Oymer Menah Medavra. Our whole life we're busy communicating, it's all one side talking. It's one side talking. We push it assume and we just rattle. We have to, I think, at least a few times a day, concentrate on this. Our wives, even our parents, a person speaks to their parents. What's going on in the world before you speak to them? Today you speak so many times a day to a person. Like, just when you speak to a person, Gurus is world. Gurus is world. You realize that? People hop. There's a person who breathes my world. He pushes, he opens up his sweatpants. He breathes my world with it. It's not a one-sided conversation. That's this Gemara. I want to end off with four examples. We've spoken about them a little bit, but I think, and I've gotten feedback on them, it's very important to have Maisadik examples that bring out four Pashat examples, that examples we talked about today, we talked about last time, just that are direct dividends, are direct nafkamidas in our service. First thing, maybe we mentioned this, one of the many, communication is always, direct communication is complicated, but there are certain specific complicated part. There's sometimes a person's going through a challenging situation. You want to call it a sorrow, you want to call it a sorrow. Everyone over here, I think, is married already. But sometimes you might have friends still who are not married. My friends who are not married. How do you deal with such a person? You meet him every once in a while. You're married 3, 4, 5 years. He is already still looking for a shidduch. Somewhere comfortable. Big situation. There are some people who get married, they have children right away. Some people take some longer time to have children. Do you talk about children? Do you not talk about your children? Do you hide from your children? Somebody lost a close one. Somebody lost. You go back, come back to America, they come back. What do you say to the person? Do you confront the person? You don't confront the person. This sugya is directly Nagia Darsi. I think I've spoken about this one many times. There's no one answer. I'll call him someone's mufka. Any mufka person who thinks there's one answer to all questions we answer, there's no. Every single person is different. Every single person is different. And the person might change with the month. And the woman might change with the time of the month. Yeah. So what's the answer to this question? Any question? The nekuda of atzara is that the person's levad. I'm not going into this now, but he's very, very alone. Whatever, any challenging, even the person I was mentioning more complicated things, but anything, any state of duress that a person's going in. The key is our sugya. There are people who have this nekuda of they became medabrim. There are people who are able to, when they talk to the other person, they have to be attentive and they are attuned. They access his world. They don't just start talking. They don't just start. You could have those little the brilliant articles there are how to befriend a person in the time of tzara. It's not going to help you. All the prepared anecdotes, all the prepared things are not. You have to be real time, alive, open. Open your sweatpants, open your socks, and breathe the other person in. Make a taroivis. Make a taroivis. Make cross traffic. And if you haven't practiced at doing that very often, you're not going to have. If you do that, kulei haiva ula, you might be able to figure out what is the most proper thing to say to the person. Sometimes you won't say anything. Example one. Example two. There's a nekuda I spoke about opening conversation. When sometimes we open a conversation, the person's not ready, the person's not. What about overdoing a conversation, imposing? Here's the proverbial nudnik. There are many people in life. Many people. I had a person this Shabbos. He came to my house. He came inside and said, he starts talking to me. Don't you realize I'm middle of something now? You want to talk to me for a minute or two or three? No. 20 minutes. 30 minutes. 40 minutes. You don't have when to end. You don't have when to end. There's certain people who have this nekuda. They have. Okay, he says something, but they have. When to end. There's certain people at certain times. And certain people, they don't have it. They don't have that nekuda, the ability of chap when to end. Again, this ruins your social credentials. People chap that. People manaset. People are human. People start not to enjoy your presence when you don't know how to end. When you don't know how to stop. And how do you do this? Same as it's the antenna that we're talking about. It's the taroivis. It's the ability of the people when you start learning to stress that muscle of having another person, embracing the other person, breathing the other person. So you hop, you pick it up when you're talking. I mean, even thing is, believe me, the biggest Baal Kesher. He could talk and at the same time pick up vibe. He could breathe in the vibe. And you hop and you do it. A third situation. Many of the complications that I spoke about, which is very common, there are many times you have people that you are even friendly and peers with, that you have disagreements. It's all the time happening. You have a disagreement with Chavrusa, should I go weiter, not go weiter, should we shine? You have a disagreement with your wife, with your neighbor. There are tons of disagreements. And I'm not even about a machlokes. I'm only at the first point, just a difference of opinion. All the time. I saw you. The metzius is a difference of opinion. It's hard. It's confrontational. It's hard to express. It's pashut, hard to express. You have something that you want to bring up that is not pleasant for the other person to hear. Again, this sugya is so chashuv. If you have this barricade and you don't know how to pass it, and you have this barricade of the fact that you always don't express yourself right, and the other person doesn't seem to, and it's time you're so, because you're so unfamiliar with the other person, you don't know what to say and where to say, you'll never be able to say the right thing, you'll never be able to say it in the right way. Most positions of disagreement, they need what we said. They need, you come over to the person and you hear the other person side out. Even if you don't intend to greet him, but you hear the side out and you bring him in and you open the cross traffic. You ma'ariv his world with his world, then it's possible to say your difference of opinion. But if you don't, so either one of two things happen. Either you're majorly going to mess up in the mismation, or like many people, they just become quiet their whole life. I spoke about this many times, they just miss the quiet. Have a yochel, miss the tzaddik. And then their animosity and their grudge just builds up on their wife, chavuzas, rebeim, co-workers, v'hulei, mothers, sisters, sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws. And then bump and blows up one day. It's also right. You need to do this. The last dogma. So I'm going to end with this. The last dogma is a little bit out of it. A little bit, but maybe out of this. Biggest story than people. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're talking about a lot of individuality. Kadosh Baruch Hu created each and every one of our worlds very different. Part of our differences, we have originality. Something in life called idiosyncrasies. I don't know this one, I have to teach English a little bit. Idiosyncrasies means we each have different hanhogas, different small things. And these things, push it, act, we call the same word as an idiot. We act, push it. It's like we call a keta. We have an area, we have a keta. Then we'll push it off. We're different. We'll push it different than Roy's Brias. Everybody has it. Because we've all made it. A Meshigene is not someone who has a Bifl Meshigene. I once heard from the Gobel, so very Choshev Agdor. He said, a Meshigene, I'm ashamed of the Gobel. He said, that a Meshigene is not someone who has Meshigene. Yeah, they know Meshigene. He said, a Meshigene is anyone who has Clyde Meshigene. It means in English. Someone who collects Meshigene. That's what a Meshigene is. Look at this in the Gemara. Meshigan is someone who repeatedly doing these strange things everyone does. If you would see me in a room, the faces I make to my grandson when I was all like that, you would send me to Bellevue and tell you, God, guy's God. You know, some people, the way they clear their throat is very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Very. We all have interesting things. But, this is what I want to know. I'm talking about a very simple sugya. Gemaisa, there are a lot of people, some people have more individuality, some people have less. Some people are more interesting, you know. The emes is a person who's original. The emes is, if he learns how to blend himself with the tzibur, it's a breath of fresh air. He has so much to add to society. But unfortunately, I see this all the time, many, many times, a person with a little bit more idiosyncrasies and more things, he becomes viewed by people as a weirdo. People don't enjoy and don't value his interesting k'toyim. Why? The answer is because you're interesting, off things, whatever they are, the off-color things. The metzias is like they are. If they're just like they are, you stay in your world of a barrier. They're edgy, they're sharp for people, they rub them the wrong way. That's the metzias. Because you don't nechap how different they are. When they're beautiful is if you're a person who blends with people. Or you're ma'ur from a brias, and you also have originality, you also have nice, that's beautiful. But when they stay in your world, as an English word for it, you stay in your eccentricity, you're an eccentric person. You stay in your eccentricity, which means that you don't really know how to develop this nekuda that we're talking about the whole time. You just let them stay natural, which is, you assume that, you know, I'm just being who I am, and then everyone understands me. No, it's not that way. People don't understand you. When you don't break down the barriers, people become very weary of your, you think it's individuality, but they look at it as weird. And it's the chaval, it's the mamish chaval. Because this bow who created every single person with the majority, taka, to light up the world. And it's the most beautiful thing. People love people to Tridali. But like I said, that's all if you're Ma'uruv and Mabriyas. If you're Ma'uruv and Mabriyas, from their side, not from your side. People look at, oh, I'm the nicest guy in the world. You're nicest, but from your side. Ma'uruv and Mabriyas, you have to blend. You have to open. You have to be connected to people. Breathe them in. But my Muslim, people know, you see a person who, the mashal, taka, doesn't get married for a long time. You see, they become, you know, people, they lose contact, they become a nutak, it's not shaykh. We don't realize, we're stuck in our world, we're self-absorbed. It's not shaykh to be a blended person unless you're constantly flexing this muscle of being connected, breathing into other people's worlds, opening up. This is our sugya. It's our chovas ani. It's not easy. What I'm saying, besides taking a tremendous amount of awareness, what we're talking about in concentration, it takes nidus. It takes opening your knee. Because to call your friend's name, be'etzem, is taking the time to open your world. You really have a tub of what to say. And you don't want to, be'etzem, say, okay, Yankee, are you ready for me? Now I have to try to think of how I could do it for Yankee. You just want to blurt out what you want to say. That's the real truth. You want to blurt out what you want to say. And no, we have to open up ourselves, make room for another person. And the more we do this, we'll have a chavas ani, we'll become a ish chesed, and we'll become a lot better communicators.
Thank you.